Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheword.net.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
When your words and your thoughts agree with God's word, you will see victory in your life instead of defeat.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word. Speak, speak, speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Jo, continuing her message titled, Standing in the Gap.
Speak the word.
Saints, the devil will distract you with things you need the least. The things you might think you need the most, but yet you need the least. And all he's trying to do is to get your focus on the wrong things, the things of the world, and for you to put value on the wrong things. We are very good at that, putting more value on things that really don't deserve the value, and the things that deserve the value we're not putting value on. And we're all guilty of that too. I can see why people are more focused on the things of the world, because we have it thrown in our faces daily, every time we turn our radio or TV on or pick up our phones. You know, I'm going to use what Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:1-5 to talk about the call of a pastor. In 2 Timothy 4:1-5, Paul told Timothy, in the New King James, he says, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. He said, preach the word. Be ready in season, he says, and out of season. He says, convince, rebuke, and exhort with long suffering and teaching, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And would you agree with me that that time is here?
All right, yes, it is.
It definitely is. But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. Verse 5 says, they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But Timothy, he says, you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of evangelists, and fulfill your ministry. Saints, I'm going to break this down and share with you today what Paul was talking about. But first, I'd like to read the same verses from the Message translation. In 2 Timothy 4, in the Message translation, Paul said, Timothy, he said, I cannot impress this on you too strongly, he said. God is looking over your shoulder. Christ himself is the judge with the final say on everyone living and dead. He is about to break into the open with his rule, so proclaim the message with intensity. Keep on your watch, he said. He says, challenge. Warn, challenge the people, warn the people, and urge the people, he says, don't ever quit. He said, just keep it simple. And Timothy, he said, you're going to find that there will be times when people will have no stomach for solid teaching, but will fill up on spiritual junk food, catching opinions that tickle their fancy. They'll turn their backs on truth and chase after mirages. But you, Timothy, keep your eye on what you're doing. Accept the hard times along with the good times and keep the message alive. He said, and do a thorough job as God's servant. Praise God. Right. Brothers and sisters, Paul was encouraging Timothy to be persistent in his teachings, regardless of whether or not they were being received with a hot or a cold reception. Some messages that I teach, some of them may receive a hot reception. In other words, good, and some maybe a cold reception. Because sometimes God might give us a word that might step on your toes. And, you know, maybe you hear things that, like I said, stepped on your toes, but it's good for you. It's good for you.
That's right.
And even if you don't receive it today, the Lord will bring it back to you. Amen. I don't feel like the Lord ever gives me anything that He didn't want me to teach.
Amen.
And I never mean to hurt anybody's feelings or step on any toes, but if it does, it does.
Amen.
I'm going to obey Him.
Hallelujah. That's it.
Praise God. But as servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, we must do as we're called to do. We must teach as Holy Spirit gives us utterance. Because if we're not teaching as the Holy Spirit gives us utterance, we might as well just sit down. Because it's really not going to do you any good. As I was reading earlier, Paul was preparing Timothy for the time when the people would only be interested in the doctrine which merely scratches itching ears. And they would care nothing, he said, for the truth. And their concern would only be, it sounds good. You know, it sounds good. I've turned on the TV on and flipped it to a station, and I'm sure you've done the same thing. And I would think to myself, that sounds good. But then when you sit there, maybe not long, maybe a minute or less, you probably thought to yourself, well, that sounds good, but then you say, I don't think I really want to listen to that.
Right.
And if you're a born-again believer, you have the Holy Spirit living in you.
That's right.
And the Holy Spirit acts as an umpire. And He will discern, you know, help you discern what is good and what's bad. And so I always feel like it's like a green light, you know, when the Holy Spirit is doing something in my life. If I've got a, you know, like a good feeling about it, got a green light. But if it's not feeling right in my spirit, then that's a red light. And so I don't want to go where there's red lights. I only go where there's green lights. So if you turn something on your radio or TV or your iPhone and you see something or hear something, and all that sounds good and about a minute, you realize, hey, I don't need to be listening to this. A lot of people will say, well, Pastor Joe, I can listen to that. It won't bother me. But they're wrong.
That's right.
They're wrong. Your mind is the best computer that was ever invented.
Amen.
And it recalls and remembers everything you hear and see. It just records it all. And that's why, you know, when you're listening to the Word of God, the Holy Spirit tells us that we can take this word in. I go to bed listening to it. I get up listening to it. I listen to it during the day. I read it in the car. I'm always looking for new ways of listening to the word. But when you do, then you have something there for the Holy Spirit to bring back to your remembrance. Because the word says that the Holy Spirit, He will bring back to your remembrance the things that you cannot remember. He'll bring back the word of God. And so you need to say that. You know, I know one of my prayers, I pray a lot in the mornings is, Lord, you know, Holy Spirit, I just welcome Your presence, and I pray that You will speak through me today, and that You'll flow through me today, and that You'll bring back to my remembrance the Word of God and quicken it and make it alive into my spirit. And so there's things that we can say. We need to invite the Holy Spirit to help us because He's there to help us. God's angels are standing by to help us. They're ministering spirits, according to Hebrews, to help us. And in Psalms, you know, they're there to help us. And so we need to realize we're never alone. We have the Spirit of God living in us, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And we have just all this, you know. And you can say another thing, you know, say every morning when you get up, you can say, the blessings of the Lord is on me today. And His favor surrounds me today. And something good is going to happen through me today. You know, we can help alone, you know, receive some of these things that we're yearning for. But in order to have them happen, you're going to have to open your mouth.
That's right.
And the Lord told me that a long time ago, and I'm here today because I chose to listen to what He said, write it down, confess it, and confess it until it became a reality, some months, some years. But I'm here today because of that, and that's what you call obedience. And listen, you've got to open your mouth. You've got to speak it. The way you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior was by opening your mouth, confessing with your heart, confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. You started out by speaking. You're created in God's image and His likeness. And He spoke everything into existence.
That's right. That's
and we are speaking spirits. Mm-hmm. And in order to have what we want, whether it's finances or health, we must speak to it.
Yes.
Speak God's word over it. You know, don't let the devil take advantage of you. God's word is powerful. And the only thing the devil is afraid of is God's word.
Mm-hmm.
So shoot the word at him. You know, that's your bullets.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And say, well, I don't really think I want to listen to that. But we can choose. We can choose what we hear and what our eyes see. We can choose to sit up under such teachings, or we can just flip the channel, or we can turn it off. They're always pushing something. They're salesmen of religious ideas. experts at whetting people's appetites for their own ideas, their own gain. Are you hearing me?
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back to pray for you. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speaktheWordMinistry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speaktheWordMinistry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, Saints. This is Pastor Joe. I want to take a moment to tell you just how much you mean to me and Speak the Word Ministry. Truly, you're not just listeners. You are family, and I thank God for you every single day. And everything we do through this ministry is to make sure that the Word of God reaches as many hearts as possible. Because of your prayers and your support, we're able to bring Speak the Word across the radio waves into homes and places where people may feel alone or forgotten. And yet, when they hear the Word, everything changes. But there's so much more that we believe God is calling us to do. We want to expand to more radio stations across the country, to reach more lives, to make sure that no one is without hope, without truth, and without the power of God's Word. So today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner with Speak the Word Ministry. Friends, if this ministry is a blessing to you, would you help us take it further and consider giving a donation of any amount by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Friends, thank you for standing with us, and thank you for believing in this mission. I speak the word, and always remember there is power in the spoken word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.